beautiful tune you guys are listening to now is Rush, Missing Out of Me, the new one from One Tablespoon. And we're lucky enough to have One Tablespoon on the line right now. How you doing, friend?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm so good. Really excited to talk to you. Love the new song. It's such a bump. We've just been, man, I've been walking around town listening to it. It's so good.
That's perfect. Thank you.
I did want to ask about, I guess, your musical projects, because you also make music under the name Golden Vessel. How do you know when it's time to have a new musical moniker? Is it just different genres, or is it different feelings and time periods for you?
I think I was starting to make a lot of dance music maybe 5 years ago, and it just felt like it would overcrowd the Golden Vessel project to kind of, you know, just cram it all into one name. And also I was kind of getting into DJing, and Golden Vessel is more of like a live act. So yeah, it just felt right to have two. But I don't know. Yeah, it's good to switch it up.
Yeah, it is good to switch it up. Talking about One Tablespoon, also a great moniker. I saw on an interview that you said that you made that your name because you get put first on festival billings.
There wasn't a reason why I chose it, but that's like an effect that it's had that I didn't think of when I made the name, but it's been like very handy.
we love unintended effects over here.
Exactly, yeah. A bit of luck.
It's real interesting looking online about you and reading up about you. Someone described you as indie house, but how do you describe your sound or the One Tablespoon sound to someone when you're talking to them?
Yeah, I don't know. Like it's pretty like an amalgamation of a bunch of stuff. I definitely had a strong leaning towards kind of Latin music, like reggaeton and dembow. And recently, like with this new Rush song, like I've been listening back to a lot of French house stuff that I was listening to as a teenager. And I don't know. I think just dance music, so it can be quite like people kind of stick to their genre, but then in dance music there's so many interesting things going, so I think I just am fascinated to try to like pair together different bits that don't normally belong together.
Yeah, it definitely is an amalgamation. But I guess on that point, do you have like a hero or someone you really look up to in terms of house music or dance music producers?
I guess so, yeah. Like Forte definitely comes to mind instantly, and like Underworld, they're pretty iconic. I'm not too sure. I guess there's not anyone that I can like think of that I'm like trying to follow in their footsteps. There's just lots of interesting people doing nice things.
Yeah, there was a song on your last album or EP, Forte Is My Godmother. Is that what the title track was?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah,
I love that so much. Speaking about the new single, which is really cool, it's a collaboration between you, Cherry Chola, and Purient. But you've collabed with Cherry Chola before. What's that relationship like?
Yeah, it's been really nice. She's really prolific. She can write a song like in 30 minutes. And oftentimes we've met up and we'll make like two or three in a couple of hours. She's now living, she's originally from Sydney, but she's now living in Mexico like half the year. So we've kind of been able to hang out when I've had some shows there as well, which has been really nice. Yeah. But she's great. Yeah, she's making so much music. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really cool. You guys, as a part of it, you put out a little visualizer on Instagram where you're like kind of the bellboy. You walk in and
bags.
Was there a longer music video? I was like searching it up. I was like, there has to be a longer music video, surely.
No, kind of like, yeah, it's something that I've been doing lately. Like if I'm doing a release that has kind of a concept, and I guess the concept for this upcoming one is like hotels, it's just nice to come up with these little vignettes. And we kind of made this hotel room and we filmed, I don't know, 6 or 8 different ideas in there, all these little short clips that kind of, I guess as the EP comes out, it kind of paints a bigger picture of the world. But just music videos are so expensive. I'm sure I'll do one soon, but it feels like it has to be a really nice idea to put that type of energy into it.
Yeah, I think the vignette too is like you made it really intentional and special. It had a feeling about it, created an atmosphere, which is lovely. And that atmosphere, thanks. I guess, talking about the new EP, Hotel Living, which is out on June 12th, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
Can we expect more of the same in terms of sonic, I guess, togetherness? Is it going to be cohesive? Is it going to be this kind of vibe throughout the whole EP?
I think it's a little. There's a few like different sounds on there. There's definitely like a strong kind of Latin vocal feeling to it, but I'd say the instrumentals are all quite different and like yeah, some of this like kind of French house stuff and there's actually quite a few like bass songs on there, like around 150 BPM, which I didn't really anticipate making, but they kind of found their way on there. Yeah, I've just been making stuff for the last year. It's kind of just the best of those ideas.
I love that. You're very prolific. And you're coming over the ditch to Aotearoa on May the 24th, playing in Neck of the Woods with support from some local DJs. AJ Honeysuckle is going back to back with Dylan Biscuit and Peach Milk. Tell us a little bit about that gig.
Yeah, well, I played in Auckland for the first time in December, and it was a really special show. It was really nice. And Dylan also played, so it'll be really good to get everyone back together. But yeah, it's a great club. It was really lovely, wholesome people. I had a lot of fun.
That is what's up. Well, we're looking forward to having you here. May 24th, Neck of the Woods, get your tickets, because you won't want to miss this. That's all. That's what's up. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Ren. Appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. We're going to listen to one of your older tracks now. This is Wet Peak Stars featuring Myth Math.